Good morning, sisters and brothers in the Dharma. So today I'm going to share with you the precious teaching of the Dharma. And we have very short time here, so I will just give you the instruction how to practice Anapanasati, the mindfulness of breathing. And it's important to start with concentration practice first, before we can see things as they really are. In order to see things as they really are, we need to develop concentration. Because the things, the profound teaching of the Dhamma is our own five aggregates, which are the objects of our clinging. So in order to understand well these five aggregates which makes up our own personality, we need to develop certain degree of concentration. And since our time here is very short, so I decided just to teach mindfulness of breathing. But in my Dhamma talk, I will tell you how to practice Vipassana informally. Okay, so now we will start. I will teach you how to practice correctly mindfulness of breathing. The correct practice is very important. If you practice correctly, you reach the right destination. If you do not practice correctly, you will never reach the right destination. Okay. So, I suppose all of you have been meditating before, so you know the correct posture. The most important is sit erect. Body must be straight so that your air can flow very smoothly. Okay. Then, you must remember your object, Anapanasati. Anna is breathing in, Panna is breathing out. Sati is mindfulness. So mindful of your in-breath and out-breath. This is the practice. So when you breathe in, but keep your attention under the nostril. Your attention must be all the time under the nostril. When you breathe in, the air may go up to the head. When you breathe out, the air may go down to the abdomen. But you don't follow the breath up, don't follow the breath down. You just keep your attention under the nostril. So in the beginning, sometimes the air may not clear to you. It's okay, don't worry about that. Just be mindful you are breathing. And all the time, keep your attention under the nostril. If you can feel the air touches somewhere, for example, upper lip, then you keep your attention on the upper lip. Wherever you can feel the air touches, then you keep your attention there. But if you can't feel any touching point, if you can't feel where the air touches, don't worry, just aware you are breathing. That's enough. Okay? But don't keep your attention inside the nostril. You may feel the air touches somewhere inside the nostril. Don't keep your attention inside. It will cause the tension. So keep your attention outside the nostril, upper lip, or somewhere around the nostril. Don't go inside. Your attention should not go inside the nostril. This is the important point. Okay, then when you aware of the breath in and breath out, there's one attitude which is very important. When you watch the breath, you try to imagine you are sitting on a river bank. You are sitting on a river bank observing the flow of the water, the flow of the river. So you don't have any intention to change the flow of the water. So when, while you are watching the flow of the river, you just simply observe without any intention to change the flow of the water. Whether the water, the river flows slowly or swiftly is not your concern. Your only concern is just watch, just aware, that's all. Is it clear? Okay, this important point. If it's not clear, don't try to change it to become clear. If the air flows very smoothly or very roughly, don't change it. If flow very slightly, not clear or very clear, don't change it. Your only concern, your only duty is just aware. Don't do anything. Okay? This very important instruction. Okay. Then after some time, your mind goes off somewhere. Don't follow your thought. You must have mindfulness in order to know your mind has wandered off. If your mind wanders off and yet you don't even know, this means that your mindfulness is very blunt, not sharp. But the moment you know your mind has wandered off, please come back to the breath again. After some time, you wander off again. Your mind come back again. Because the nature of the mind is wander here and there, Buddha said. That's why we have to train our mind. If we let our mind wander here and there, we will never have peace. And the peace brings happiness. So it's important to control the mind, not to wander here and there, but not control your breath. Okay? Then if it still doesn't work, then please use counting method. Count the breath. Breathing in, breathing out one. Breathing in, breathing out two. Breathing in, breathing out three. Up to five or eight. Not more than eight. Counting method is very good method to overcome restlessness. You can count the whole sitting. It helps so much to stop the restlessness. Okay? Then after some time, maybe half an hour, 45 minutes, the pain arises. Now the pain on the back, on the buttock, on the shoulder. If you can bear, forget about the pain. Don't shift your attention to the pain at this moment, because your concentration is not deep yet. Maybe after 10 days, then you can shift your attention to the pain. But at this moment, don't shift your attention to the pain. Just neglect it. Then go back to the breath again. If you keep on changing your attention from the breath to the pain or from the breath to other things, then you are unable to develop deep concentration. Okay, so then as you keep on practicing in such a way, gradually your breath will become more and more subtle. Subtle breath is good for deeper concentration. Gross breath is not good for deeper concentration. But gross breath is good for your mind to anchor there. So your mind will not go wander off here and there because the breath is gross. But as the time goes on, your breath will start to calm down. It becomes more and more subtle. Don't feel discouraged. This is a good sign to show that your mind has settled down. That's why your breath becomes more and more subtle. And this is a time for you to develop deeper concentration. Okay, I think that far enough for this for today. Okay, let's start unless you have question to ask now. No? Okay, let's start now.